went to take a shower and head to the chiropractor. I'm so tired today, and I just
You turn on the
water. I'm so tired. So, yeah. Hi, Advent. Hi, Rose. Hi, Oxygen. I want to set you guys. I wish I had like a little phone holder in my shower, so I don't have to all worry about you guys getting all wet. I don't know. Give me a second. So, yeah, I got a text message from my chiropractor. And they're like, oh, you know, we have openings today if you wanted to come in, because we haven't seen you in a while. And I was like, you know what? That's probably the best thing for me to do right now, is to just like treat myself. So, but I always shower first because, you know, at the chiropractor, they always get really like up close and personal. So maybe I'll just set you guys. Oh, in a pot. I'll set you guys right here. And there is a Twitter chat room already up. I guess I can just walk you guys through when I do shower. Oh, that was so cold. This is so nice. Oh, but I left my face wash by the sink. Oh, well. Yeah, so I'm using cold water, or at least like lukewarm water, on my hair because I don't want the color to fade. And I don't like the feeling of that at all. I would much prefer hot water, but just quickly while I wash my hair, it's the first thing I do when I get in the shower so that I can get it over with. And I have like a scalp brush massager thing. Full of makeup. Where will I do this? But this is just good for like, I think it's good for promoting hair growth. And also just scrubbing your scalp. I have so much hair, so it's really hard for me to like really scrub out my scalp. I think my nails help though. Anyways. I like this little thing. It's like a silicone brush massage scalp thing. Also a tongue massager for your scalp. Looks good. Okay. Let me get a little bit colder again. I got soap in my mouth. Left my face wash on the sink, but I should always get it. It's just, I don't like getting out of the shower before my shower's done because it's so cold. And you drip water everywhere. Okay. Hair's all rinsed. I can put it back on. Hi. Let me check chat. Oh my God. Guys, I have a chat on YouTube. Come watch. Frowny face. Hey, is everyone? Hold on. Come here. Hi, Sky Tower. Hi, Skilliams. Hi, Joka. Come chat. Come chat. In my YouTube chat. Okay. gonna get some conditioner.
I know what you're saying. I would literally never do a shower space.
Yeah, here I am. I don't know what to say. There's not a lot to comment about. It's fine. I just want to talk to you guys.
Unless you just want to sit here and listen to me shower.
Which in that case,
go on ahead.
Okay, I have conditioner in my hair. And I'll just let that like sit for a little bit. I guess I'm just washing the body. My loofah and my body. Oh no. I accidentally flicked water at my phone.
Any shower products you want to recommend?
Yeah. I like the scalp massager and the Dove Restoring Cocoa Butter Body Wash. Yes, I also wash my hair.
I'm so happy that you wash your hair.
It makes me happy.
It's good to know that my beaches take showers.
That way, if I ever have a meet and greet, I'll know that you guys are clean. Not stinky. I won't have to hand out free deodorants.
Yeah, I really like this body wash because I feel like it's super nourishing. I don't know. I'm washing my legs right now.
I was so frustrated today at school because pants I was wearing and my legs are too long. So it's like I could feel the hem of my pants on my ankles and it was pissing me off a lot.
Always make sure you wash your butt, guys.
And your eyes. And your legs. Name tags for the meet and greet. Well, so I can recognize you guys.
It'd be fun to try to guess who you are, if you're a regular.
I feel like I'd be pretty good at that. I already have, like, I guess images in my head for all my chatters.
You guys have headcanon images in my head. Okay, I should probably try to get my face washed.
Oh, I don't like sweating out of the shower. Okay. It's not like we type the way we talk, you know? You never know. I kind of type the way I talk. Important note for sure. I don't think I want to be associated with my online username. Yeah, Derp Lord is kind of... How goes your cleaning? It's good. I just have to get my face washed from my sink.
I still have my conditioner in my hair. I like to let it sit for a little. Especially because I bleach my hair. So it's good to have some moisture in there. Okay. I'm gonna rinse my face. Ugh. My mouth.
Ugh, it's my mouth. Okay.
And then we take our little razor and shave our armpits every day. Not every day. Sometimes I forget to shave.
That's okay.
It happens. You can't expect me to be on my best all the time. Because I'm a streamer and sometimes I just go shower or leave my house for a few days. So. And then I'm gonna rinse out my conditioner. So much hair, it's so heavy when I sweat. Okay. One more little quick rinse. You gotta let the water run over your butt cheeks. Always clean everywhere. I walk around with my name at cons. I did a TwitchCon 2 years ago, so some people recognized me, which was cool. If I heard someone say something like "veg IRL," I would run the opposite direction. Dude, if I'm being so honest, I saw one of my community members last year at TwitchCon, and I like instantly called out to them. I was like, "Oh my god, I know you!" And he like turned and ran the other direction. My phone's getting wet. Hold on, you're coming in the shower with me really quick while I rinse or wipe you off. Oh boy, you're all wet. My phone has 1 hour battery life due to bring my phone in the shower. It didn't get wet, but I get a little splashes inside. Oh. Yeah. There you go. Okay. All dry. Yeah, some people... I know, I understand being nervous. I understand. Get it. I just have no filter, no self-control. I'm just like a little lost puppy that wants to be friends with everyone. Okay. I like to cleanse my face twice to make sure I'm getting like literally everything off my face. What time is it? Okay, I still have an hour. I'm good. Especially because like, I fell asleep with my mascara on last night, which I should never do, but I'm lazy. So I woke up this morning, it looked like I had a black eye, and I didn't even wash it off before I went to class. Because I was too lazy again. So. Good luck. Get that face clean. If the streamer knows, you can't act as unhinged. Yeah, I don't really care. Usually wash my face in my routine. Last in my routine. Yeah, same. I mean, I do it twice, but... Ugh.
The bathroom is nice and warm now. Like, sun is going through the window, so it's a little bit warmer, too. Okay. Come with me. I'm putting you on my sink.
The edge girl aesthetic? Wait. Oh, yeah, because I didn't wash my face.
Okay. I'm just gonna put this towel down on the ground, because I don't like when my feet get wet over and over. I'm dripping water everywhere. Okay. First, moisturizer. Or toner, maybe. I'm not putting makeup on. No. I'm just going to the chiropractor. Anytime I wear makeup at the chiropractor, it just leaves an imprint in the pillow anyways. Put your face down. It's so embarrassing. It just all transfers to, like, the headrest. And then they have to, like, wash it, and it's just gross. So I wouldn't do that to them. Okay. Put my toner on. Try to dry it off. This dripping is pissing me off. Stop! Whatever. Walking around with dirty feet equals dragging wet dirt throughout your house. I could rock the runny mascara, probably. Free impression. Stop. It's just what happens. I'm gonna use my Rich moisturizer since I'm not putting on anything on my face afterward. Feeling moisturized. Stay. I don't know where my hairbrush is. I think it's in my pocket of my flannel. I'll just go in with my hair care, I guess. Oil first. Run that all over. Wish I had my hairbrush. I'm just getting all my hair all up in my fingers. It's like shedding. I'm shedding and there's so much hair. Okay, I'll just throw it on the toilet. Whatever. Dude, it's so much hair. Oh my god, how much more hair is gonna come out of my head? Dude, what? That's so much. Maybe using that scalp massager was like a bad idea. Well, no, it's good to shed, right? It means you're getting rid of all the bad stuff. Okay, and then I need my second oil. Why do you keep your hair so long? I like the way it looks. And I like being able to do stuff with it. Like, when it's short, you can't put it in a ponytail. Just makes me feel luxurious. You can straighten it, you can curl it. You can do, like, a wolf cut. You can give yourself a blowout. Did you guys just hear my shoulder crack? That was crazy. Okay. Want oil in my hair? Ponytails are pretty cute. I love ponytails. I love putting my hair in a ponytail. My hair is always in a ponytail when I'm at home. Okay. No, I'm not. I have not visited a radioactive site. I don't think I'm balding either. I think I just ripped out a lot of my hair. The dripping noise makes me want to get up and find a faucet. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, wait, I have like a little cloth. Let me put that there.
A bit better.
Okay, body oil. My favorite stuff. It smells so good. So we put one pump on each arm. And then our chest. And then our legs. This is actually the best smelling thing I've ever used in my whole life, by the way. Okay. Checking in on incognito from work. Hi, Mako. Hi, Beaches. My dip, though. Mako, don't go bald. I'm not going bald. I'm not going bald. Okay. And then deodorant. Let me dry off my armpits. Hold on. Oh, I just dropped my towel. No. Missed a spot. Okay. How would you change your style if it went bald? I have no clue. I would probably just stay the same. I'd probably dress more feminine. Because I wouldn't want people to think I'm a guy. I don't know. I tend to be like a very feminine person and I love my hair because of that. So if I like didn't have hair anymore, I'd be really sad. Hi kitties. Where's my hairbrush? There it is. Where's my light switch? It's all tangled up. You guys missed it, I was wearing the snowflakes today, but because I took a shower, I'm not going to anymore. It's time for a new pair. I need to part my hair down the middle. Why won't it part? Directly down the middle like I want it to. There we go. Oh no, it's not directly down the middle. Whatever. Who cares? I care a little. Come on. Get over there. Okay.
Invest into a wig. Maybe. I don't know what I would do. I've never thought about it, because I don't want to jinx myself, but I don't think going bald is in the cards for me.
I have a lot of hair. Okay. Underwear. And then I'm going to wear a bra. Because it's weird when the chiropractor puts cream on your back and there's no bra there. I don't know. Don't ask me why, it's just weird. I have no idea what pants I want. Maybe I'll just wear sweatpants. And a t-shirt.
This t-shirt's fine. I'm actually going to be the ugliest bitch alive today, but I don't really care. I'm just going to the chiropractor. They're inside out. No. Slay!
Really rocking the homeless girl aesthetic. Okay. I'm all ready. I love being a guy, but I always get envious when I tend these faces. Being a cute girl sounds fun. Just do it. Just pamper yourself a little bit more. You don't have to be a girl. And before you run into someone you know. I know everybody at my chiropractor. I think that's it, though. Okay. Well, I think I'm all done. I'm gonna put some socks on and then. What did I eat? Did I eat anything? I had like 4 Brussels sprouts and 2 pieces of chicken. That's probably fine, right, guys? I can't really eat anything because of my Prozac, so. Having long hair is kind of fun, TBH. It is, but I hate when it gets in my eyes. I look better with short hair. I like both. Okay. I think I'm gonna go. Brussels sprouts, yuck. No, dude, have you ever had Brussels sprouts? Everyone always is like, ew, Brussels sprouts, but they've never actually tried them. And then, like, furthermore, like, if you try them boiled with, like, nothing in them, of course they're gonna be nasty. So here's what I recommend. I recommend getting Brussels sprouts, having them, like, cutting them in half, putting them in a casserole dish with some oil, and then bake them till they're crispy. And then use balsamic vinaigrette and and you can put bacon in there too. Cut out some bacon and put it in there. Bake it. And then take it out and put balsamic vinaigrette on it. Or balsamic glaze. Oh, it's so good. It's my favorite thing in the world. I just had Kung Pao Brussels sprouts. Those were good. Roasted sprouts with pepper and garlic salt. Ooh, I've never had it like that simple. I love Brussels sprouts. But they're not good when they're boiled. Like, don't eat them boiled. I promise you, it's asshole. Yeah, just get some Brussels sprouts, cut them in half, and bake them with some oil. They'll be crispy, and that's really the best way to enjoy them. And you can put whatever you want on them. My mom makes a really good Brussels sprout dish with bacon and cheese, like Swiss cheese. And like the cheese gets all crispy and like oh my gosh, my stomach is growling and my mouth is watering. My mom makes it for Thanksgiving every year. Yeah. I'm a Brussels sprouts lover. I could eat them forever. Anyways, yeah, if you have them boiled, they just taste bitter. Most boiled veggies suck. Huge agree. Like, I even hate, like, boiled potatoes are gross. I'm not a potato lover, though. I like potatoes if they're crispy, but I hate potato chips. So it's like, I don't know. Alrighty. Well, this is it. And yeah. Go pre-save my original song. And go add my waiting room for my premiere to your watch later. I'm not having a food gasm. Yeah, maybe I am. Yeah, you do have to boil them a bit, but I can't just eat them straight up boiled. Like, you have to boil them, but then you have to bake them. You know what I mean? See you later, Mako. Thanks for looking into your daily routine. Very good learning experience. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to me get clean and spending time with me. I'll talk to you all later. I'll see you all later for stream. I'm playing Baldur's Gate tonight, but I'm gonna start with like a little Zatsu just to hang out with you guys and chat more because I miss you guys. Okay, I'm gonna leave. Bye, everyone. Oh, jeez. Wait. Add as speaker. Mommy?
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 Mommy, I thought you were showering. I just got in the bathtub so I could be
I already got out of the shower.
I just got in.
No. I wish that you had come over so that we could shower together.
Oh my God. Well, let me know next time. I
I
remember how
will.
you invited me like a few days ago, but I was cooking dinner and I responded 24 hours later.
It's okay. We just need to learn to save water.
Yeah, no, I understand. So,
Have you
well,
ever had Brussels sprouts with bacon?
yes.
Is it not the best thing in the entire world?
It's so good. I actually have Brussels sprouts in my fridge right now that I need to
Me
cook before they go
too!
bad.
Oh my God, that's so us.
So, what's your favorite way to eat Brussels sprouts?
With balsamic glaze and bacon.
Mmm.
I also like them with cheese, with
Yeah,
a
I
sweet.
like with Parmesan.
I like it with Swiss.
Ooh,
It's
you
like a
know what?
weird.
I don't think I've ever had Swiss cheese.
What?
Yeah.
What
I'm really new to cheese. Like, I only recently
the
started liking cheese.
fuck is wrong with you? I'm a cheese enjoyer. I know, like, Mufi and I were gonna like host like a weekly stream where we try like a cheese of the
A cheese of the week. What's your
week.
least favorite kind of cheese?
Oh, I don't like cottage cheese or
I
blue
don't like it
cheese.
either.
I think it's icky. Everything else I like.
You like goat cheese?
Bitch, wait, what the fuck do you mean? Do I like goat cheese? It's my favorite cheese in the world. I
Is
have it
it
with
really?
everything. Yeah, it was it's my favorite. I'm so passionate about goat cheese.
Tell me what you like about it.
It's so good. It's so flavorful, and it's like a little bit sour, but like it adds like a punch to, I don't know. I add it to my pasta, and it adds like a creamy little sour like kick to it, and it's just so yummy and soft. I love to melt it and eat it with pita chips, or like crumble it on something. I put it on my burgers, and it's just so yummy. I love goat cheese.
I've never had it.
Come over.
You should come over here and come to my house.
I'm coming right now.
You are? You getting in the car?
I'm literally getting in the car for you.
Really? Are you actually getting in the car? I saw that you were going to your
I
chiropractor.
am going to get in the car in like 20 minutes.
Oh. So are you mine for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was gonna say there's like this really interesting like difference between like Belgium culture and like I guess like the rest of like cheese eaters, I guess like specifically Italian, because people put parmesan on like pasta and like a bunch of dishes, but like in Belgium they just don't do that. Like it's all Swiss.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a Swiss lover. I'm a cheese lover.
Cheese lover.
Cheese lover.
I
I'm
really
gonna
like mozzarella, but recently I've been really into parmesan and cheddar, like sharp cheddar.
I love cheddar. I like mozzarella, but like it has to be fresh mozzarella because I feel like just like regular mozzarella doesn't really have a lot of flavor to me. Like I like a sharp cheese.
I see.
I like a good like Irish cheddar. I like a good white cheddar. My favorite cheese is Dubliner cheese. It's Irish cheddar. It's very good. Well, goat cheese is my favorite, but besides
I was
that.
about to say, what's the switch up there for?
I like feta too.
I remember one of my favorite struggle meals was I would just put a shit ton of mozzarella on top of a piece of bread and let it melt in the skillet.
No!
It's like a little like an open face sauce.
It's an open face grilled cheese. My struggle meal is tuna on bread with cheese, but I'm out of tuna right now, so I'm just sort of like, I'm eating shit off the floor. Not actually, but like,
what? Again? No,
again? I'm just like struggling to like, I don't know, find stuff. I don't know. I think like, especially because I work so much, the only thing I really eat is like on break, I'll go and I'll get like a bag of beef jerky and I just go back to work and like eat it while I'm working. I love beef jerky.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Probably the Brussels sprouts. Or I love turkey and I love mac and cheese and I love rolls. Oh, stuffing! I like stuffing.
I wonder if I like mac and cheese now, because I had it once when I was like I had it once when I was 6 years old, and the texture bothered me really badly because I'm autistic. I haven't eaten it since, and I feel like a lot of foods are like that with me, where I tried it whenever I was really, really bad with textures, and yeah. I said I didn't like it after trying it one time.
Well, maybe I'll make you some yummy mac and cheese sometime.
Really? Yeah, really? Mac and cheese? With the chicken strips.
Yeah, I love you. What is your all-time favorite food? Also, I love you.
I just really like Japanese beef curry.
That's valid.
But besides that, I really like a good steak.
Okay, I like filet mignon, but that's it for steak.
But you like don't you like steak tenderloin? What is it called?
Beef tenderloin. I love beef tenderloin. With horseradish, like a creamy horseradish or like a garlic horseradish. That's just yummy.
I'll make it for you.
For me.
How often do you eat it?
Not often, like twice a year.
For your birthday, expensive. Christmas.
Yep, pretty much it. When my grandma used to come to the U.S. more often, we would make it with her. I'll never forget, she came for Christmas one year, and we made beef tenderloin with horseradish sauce for the main course, and we had lobster for appetizer.
Oh my god. Okay, when you visit, I'll make some for you.
Promise?
Just for you. And I guess Mookie can have some too.
Yeah, I don't think she would eat lobster. Or beef. Well, she'd have beef tenderloin. She wouldn't have horseradish sauce.
Yeah. Mookie's a picky eater, isn't she?
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
She likes her avocados. And she likes
ramen packets.
She likes ramen and avocados, and she makes a lot of pasta. I'll be like sleeping, and I'll get an alert on my phone at like 3 a.m, and it's her just texting me from the kitchen, being like, "You want pasta?" I'm like, "Bitch, I was asleep."
What is her schedule like right now?
She's asleep right now. She might be asleep now. Let me look. Where is she? Yeah, no, she's awake. She's been sleeping all day and then like waking up at like 8 p.m. and then streaming all night. like I'll wake up for school or work and she'll be live. I love her. She keeps me safe. She's like my little watchdog while I'm sleeping.
She's keeping you guarded from upstairs.
She's keeping me guarded from the fucking Dead by Daylight monster that's coming out.
I'm really excited. I might actually, like, reinstall the game.
You should play with me, but I will scream. I know that you'll probably get horny, but I'll
scream. It looks really good. I saw your reaction to it, and I said, fine, I'll play DVD. And then I quote retweeted the tweet, and I said, size, reinstalling.
How do you feel about him?
I think he's cool. I think he's neat. I would not do things, but I think he's neat. I think
I believe you.
You don't, and I can hear it in your voice.
No, I believe you.
You are so easy to read. What's your problem?
You are so... You want to fuck the xenomorph, bitch. There's so much wrong with you. What's your problem?
Okay, Randall.
Okay, Rada Rada.
No. I can picture it in my head. Okay, here's a scenario.
Oh, no.
You wake up one morning to someone knocking on your door.
Benson from the regular show.
No. No, you wake up to someone knocking on your door, and you're like, I wasn't expecting visitors. And he opens the door, Randall from Monsters, Randall. Inc., and he's holding a Glock. And you start crying. You start crying from joy. You start whimpering on the floor.
Why would I be whimpering? God. Why would I be whimpering?
Because you got everything you need in that little package. What? Randall and a gun.
What? That's crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
And in his other hand, he's holding beef tenderloin.
Ooh, no. With horseradish. What do I gotta do for that beef tenderloin?
He's gonna wine and dine you, and then he's gonna take you to your bedroom. And I think you know where it's going from there.
I don't know where it's going from there.
He has a gun.
What's he gonna do, shoot me? I don't get it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're just hiding it from everyone here.
No, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. You like titty milk. 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 You like titty milk.
At least titty milk can't fucking kill me, Mako.
You.
You.
You. Titty milk can kill you. I'm pretty sure you could, like, get an infection from drinking, like, contaminated titty milk.
I mean, yeah, if they're doing fucking hard drugs or alcohol.
Well, there you go. It can kill you.
Yeah.
Titty milk is probably more dangerous.
What? How is lactation more dangerous than gut play?
Stop! I never said that! I'm ending the sweater's face! I'm ending the...
No.
Stop talking about all of your favorite things.
Let's talk about your favorite things.
Then we would have to talk about you more.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to, like, be in my bathtub and meow.
Keep doing it.
Meow.
I'm sitting on my bed, like typical girl pose, like, laying on my stomach and kicking my feet up over my head.
Meow.
Oh my god, guys. I'm getting to talk to my crush, Shiki. I'm so happy.
I thought your crush was Ko.
You know about that?
No, what happened?
No, I didn't know that you knew about Ko.
Oh. This is awkward.
I have room for both of you.
Have you ever seen John Tucker Must Die?
No.
It's like where there's this guy named John Tucker, and all these girls end up finding out that they're all dating him, and they had no idea. And so they meet this other girl that's, like, unassuming, and they're like, you should date him and ruin his life. And, like, I think that they, like, trick him into doing a modeling act for, like, fucking herpes.
Bruh! We should watch that. You should need to watch Old with me.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Superbad?
Yes. I'll watch it again, though, just for you.
Really?
Because I know it's your favorite movie.
Do you mean it?
Yeah. I actually sent you a Superbad-related TikTok, I think, on TikTok.
Oh, I need to go actually look at it. I haven't opened TikTok in, like, 6 months.
Please look at everything I've sent you.
I will.
I think I need to smile.
You think so? I'll send you some TikToks maybe one day.
Okay, I'm also really bad at checking my TikTok messages. I opened, like, the inbox the other day. There's 180 missed messages.
Dude, I have friends that will send me their whole fucking For You page. I'm like, don't you have other friends to send this to? But I like it when it's from you.
Really?
Really?
Oh my God, let me know how you feel about the ones that I sent.
I will. I really like it when you send me stuff.
Oh.
I think that I should come over and...
Yeah.
And we can go get food.
Yeah.
And we can watch movies and do other stuff.
Literally anytime you want to come stay with me for like a week or two. You can use anything I have and we can watch movies the whole time and we can go to the water parks and the beach and we can have dinner all the time.
Can I use your bed?
Yes.
Even with you in it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and we can snuggle on the couch.
Just the couch?
I mean, we can snuggle in the laundry room, too, if you want.
Why the laundry room?
Oh, you mean the bed.
Oh. What did you mean by that?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of other places that you could snuggle at. But I didn't think that the bed was, like, the first... I don't know. It didn't cross my mind.
It would be so bad if we cuddled in the laundry room and then I fell into the dryer and I was and I got go spinning around. Oh. I used to hide in the dryer as a kid.
I was too scared to. I thought I would die.
Hello?
Hi.
I lost you. Oh, there you are.
I needed to cough.
Did you ever play hide and seek with PictoChat on your DS?
I didn't grow up with a DS.
Oh, I used to, like, me and my cousins, we would all get on PictoChat and we would all go hide and, like message each other and, like, draw hints and stuff on PictoChat. Those are the best times of my life.
I think I got a DSi when I was, like, 15 to play Pokemon Black 2.
Yeah, I love Pokemon Black.
What's your favorite Pokemon game?
Probably Pokemon Black and White. I think.
Have you ever done Pokemon Smasher Pass, like a stream of that?
No, because I'm not actually fucking attracted to Pokemon, unlike somebody I know.
I think that you're lying, and I think you should be more truthful.
They would all be passed.
I think you'd be more truthful with your audience.
No, I'm for real. Like, I actually do not, like, I don't...
Not even Incineroar?
No, bitch, what?
But you like Randall? He looks like a purple Slinky.
But... He speaks.
So do the Pokemon. They just say their name. That way...
The only Pokemon I would smash is Lucario.
Okay, we got our answer, guys. We can all go home now.
Stop! I just know he got that telekinesis and shit. Or telepathy. He has telepathy. I used to think I had telepathy when I was little.
I thought I did too.
Because I would be able to, like, sit in the car and close my eyes and, like, see the road ahead of me. And I was like, the aura is me. Yeah.
Wow. We should test our telepathy.
That's what Lucario calls it.
Whenever you visit, we should see how connected we are.
We should, honestly. One time I got really drunk and I was with my friend, my IRL friend, and we were like in high school and I sat on her floor and I was like, I was more drunk than she was. And I like looked at her and I was like, I really feel like we're connected right now. And she was like, let's play like Call of Duty. And I was like, no, like, I really feel like we are like sisters, like from, I really like understand your brain right now. Like, I really get you. And she was like, do you want to play Call of Duty? And I was like, you're not listening to me. I never got invited back over, but
I would invite you back over. We should play 20 questions one day.
We should play Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Hey, Truth or Dare.
Truth.
Can we kiss?
Is that a truth? That sounds just like a request.
Fine, never mind.
Yes, we can.
Let's fucking go. www.girlskissing.com.
Girls Gone Wild.
What's that?
Did you never watch that? Like the commercials late at night?
No.
So when I was a kid and I was up like really late, there would like be ads that would be run at like 10 or 11 p.m. like on various channels, and it would be like an ad for a DVD called Girls Gone Wild, and it would show like girls lifting up their shirts, and it'd be censored for the ad, but the whole DVD is just like girls at parties showing their boobs. That was a really popular ad.
I've never heard of that.
One of the people that
I wasn't allowed to watch TV as a kid, though.
Oh, I remember at my dad's house there was another kid that was living there, and I remember I noticed that there was a Tim McGraw CD in his room, so I was like, ooh, Tim McGraw. I opened it up, there's a Girls Gone Wild DVD and the Tim McGraw
No!
Case.
Dude, one time I opened up my cousin's DS and there was hentai on it, and I asked him, it was like this girl with her own nipple in her mouth, and I asked him about it, and he was like, I don't know what that is, I've never seen that before in my life. Yeah. Anyways, well, I gotta get going.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm giving you the biggest kiss and
I'm
hug
giving
right
you the
now.
biggest kiss and hug, and you should come visit me anytime, please.
Maybe this summer when I'm, like, not dying from school. Or I actually have a break from school in between semesters. So maybe I'll eyeball emoji.
Spring break. Yippee.
Alright,
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and chat, I'm saying bye to you guys, too. I didn't even realize there was, like, I forgot about the YouTube chat. I'm going to really quickly read a little bit. Okay, this is curse. This is curse. I'm not reading these. Okay. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, everyone. My device got hacked. Her own nipple. That's hot. Get help! All of you, get help! And stop talking about Randall and he and the beef tenderloin and the Glock. Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye, guys. Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.